understand you're beginning with Olympic news.
Kim, this year's biggest sporting event takes place in August when the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro stages the Olympics. For an update on the city's Olympic preparations, we're joined now by reporter Luis Piazza in Rio.
6 months to go for the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, one of the most spectacular postcards of the planet, breaking records with the hottest summer ever had. But the heat in Rio could well be from the effort made by the mayor of the city, the local Olympic committee, and third parties interested to finish the construction of the central arena and housing of athletes. That is the Olympic Village, three times the size of Potomac Park, 50 times bigger than the Central Park of New York. They are also around with the gentrification of some areas of the city and to solve problems, being the top ones, traffic, safety, and environment. Athletes from all over are arriving every day for training and to catch up with the climate of the city. And this includes to jump over obstacles. Sailors and rowers, for instance, will need to fight streams of garbage and sewage. Yes, it will be tough to compete in Rio. An equivalent of more than half of the total concrete used to build the famous Maracanã Stadium, there are 90 tons of waste, are dumped daily in the Guanabara Bay, where the sailing competitions will take place. Even the mayor has admitted publicly the bay is not going to be clean for the games. The major current issue has been what Marcelo Castro, Brazil's health minister, has told the international press. We are losing the battle in a big way, referring to Zika, a virus transmitted through a bite of a mosquito and by a simple human kiss. We might score an Olympic record of problems with the lack of hospitals in Rio. Just recently, few were shut down because of mismanagement and other reasons. How any casual infected people will be assisted is still a question to be answered. Now, despite of the enormous amount of public money spent on the Olympics and the entire country being on holiday for a week of carnival, the public works in Rio have their salary payment delayed each month since last year. To digress, let's take a look on the soccer venue. Seven arenas will host soccer matches in six cities scattered all over Brazil. The Olympic Games are in Rio, but Manaus, away 4.5 hours flight, we will also host soccer matches, and Maracanã in Rio will host only the finals. Are the top players coming to the Olympics? At least the number one big star, Lionel Messi, will not defend Argentina. Brazil has never won the Olympic gold of soccer, and our pop star player Neymar is not confirmed to attend the event just yet. Are we fated to lose mega tournaments on our own backyard, as we have done in two World Cups? Still, chances are we can change history. Today, the official numbers are: the organizing committee employs a workforce of 135,000 people to take care of almost 11,000 athletes from 206 countries competing for 306 medals spread in 42 categories of sports within only 17 days. We will keep you informed about the breaking down of these numbers into news, hopefully good ones. I'm Luis Piazza for the Sunny Side of Sports.
Hello, this is Haile Gebrselassie. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
And this friendly reminder for VOA Olympic fans, Haile Gebrselassie won two Olympic gold medals for Ethiopia in the 10,000 meters race at the 1996 Atlanta Games here in the USA and the 2000 Sydney Olympics in Australia. Meanwhile, we heard reporter Luis Piazza say the Zika virus is the major current issue facing Olympic organizers in Rio. The U.S. Olympic Committee issued a statement saying reports it has advised U.S. athletes to reconsider competing in Rio due to the virus. They're 100% inaccurate, according to the committee in a statement. The U.S. Olympic Committee said Team USA looks forward to the games and USOC did not, would not, and will not prevent athletes from competing for their country should they qualify. It says the inaccurate report cited an internal discussion with U.S. sports leaders pertaining to employees and the potential risks identified with travel to Zika-infected areas. Officials in Brazil say that containing the Zika virus outbreak will be easier during the Rio Games in August, when mosquitoes are less prevalent because of the cooler, drier air usually seen during Brazilian winters. Still with the Rio Olympics, Marco Uma caught up with a Mozambican hurdler who's training for the Games in Brazil.
Mozambique's 2011 All-Africa Games 400-meter hurdles bronze medalist Kurt Kuto is looking forward to breaking new grounds this year. I caught up with him and asked him about his preparations for the Rio de Janeiro Olympics.
With the past few years, I'd never thought I'd make this one, but here I am. And definitely the goal for this year will be to break 49 seconds.
Well, you've been at 49 seconds severally, including winning a World Student Games 400 silver medal at some stage in your career, and also the bronze medal at the All-Africa Games, the only medal Mozambique won at the All-Africa Games in 2011. Does that put a lot of pressure on you, given that you are their strongest medal prospect?
It does put on a little bit of pressure, but I guess you have to deal with it. I just have to use it in a positive way, seeing the pressure as a way for me to keep working hard on the track and keep motivating myself, Mark.
Well, prior to that, there's the Africa Championship here in South Africa. How does that fit into your overall plan for the year?
I think it might be ideal wherever they have it here in South Africa, because I do train here in South Africa and we are familiar with some of the things that are here in South Africa, and it's not a strange country to me. So it is ideal that they're hosting it here in South Africa, and it will be good preparation and a good indication of where we will be before Rio.
That was Kurt Kuto, Mozambique's 2011 All-Africa Games 400-meter hurdles bronze medalist.
Thanks, Mark. That's Marco Uma reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. And this Olympic note regarding Kurt Kuto, he's carried Mozambique's flag during the opening ceremonies at the past three Olympics, the 2012 Games in London, the 2008 Games in Beijing, and the 2004 Olympics in Athens. In National Basketball Association action Monday night, Paul George and the Indiana Pacers edge Kobe Bryant and the visiting Los Angeles Lakers 89-87. George and Bryant were both voted as starters for Sunday's 65th NBA All-Star Game in Toronto, Canada, and they warmed up for it by putting on an entertaining show in Indianapolis, Indiana. George scored a game-high 21 points, including 7 points in the final 71 seconds of the game. The 37-year-old Bryant, meanwhile, who is retiring after this season, scored 19 points for the Lakers. Kobe made three straight three-point shots to give the Lakers an 82-79 lead with 2.5 minutes left in the contest. But Paul George and the Pacers were able to rally at home. Meanwhile, LeBron James, who will also start in Sunday's All-Star Game, recorded his 40th career triple-double to help the Cleveland Cavaliers rout the visiting Sacramento Kings 120-100. Remember, VOA basketball fans, a triple-double is double figures in three different statistical categories. LeBron tallied 21 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists, and he did it in only three quarters. The Cavaliers had a big lead after three quarters, and LeBron rested during the fourth quarter. Another All-Star participant on Sunday, Toronto Raptors guard Kyle Lowry, scored 24 points Monday night and the Raptors flew past the Detroit Pistons 103-89. Lowry should get quite a few cheers on Sunday at the All-Star Game, since it will be played on his home court in Toronto, the Air Canada Centre Arena. In other results Monday night, the Charlotte Hornets defeated the visiting Chicago Bulls 108-91. The Los Angeles Clippers edged the Philadelphia 76ers 98-92 in overtime. In another game that went to overtime, the Portland Trail Blazers topped the host Memphis Grizzlies 112-106. In New York City, the host Brooklyn Nets edged the Denver Nuggets 105-104. The New Orleans Pelicans scored a 116-102 road victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves. In another overtime contest, the Orlando Magic needed the extra period to beat the Atlanta Hawks 117-110. And the Oklahoma City Thunder stormed past the Phoenix Suns 122-106. Kevin Durant, another starter in Sunday's All-Star game, scored 25 of his 32 points in the second half for the Thunder. If you tuned in to Monday's Sunny Side of Sports, you heard me say how the Democratic Republic of Congo won its second African Nations Championship football trophy in Kigali, Rwanda. This three-week tournament was for home-based players in Africa who compete in their respective national leagues. The DR Congo also won the inaugural CHAN competition in 2009 in Ivory Coast. And the Leopards of the Democratic Republic of Congo, they also took home a few awards from Kigali. The DRC's 18-year-old striker, Elia Meshack, was named the best player at the three-week tournament. Meshack also tied with Nigeria's Chisom